Congress has opened its first hearing on President Bush's surprise proposal for the creation of a new cabinet-level Homeland Security Department. It's the biggest government restructuring in half a century and requires congressional approval. While both Democrats and Republicans support a reorganization, lawmakers had lots of questions today about the hows, whens, whats, and whys of the proposed new department. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
In just a week, Texas House Republican Mac Thornberry has seen the White House go from publicly resisting legislation he's introduced to create a Homeland Security Agency to wholeheartedly embracing the idea. Thornberry was the lead witness today at a House Government Reform Subcommittee hearing on the proposed new department.
The president has made a bold and, I think, well-considered proposal, and the ball is now in Congress's court. I have to admit that I've been working on this for about a year and a half, but I think the president's proposal is better than the bills that I've introduced.
Congressional Democrats also applauded Mr. Bush for undertaking a reorganization that they've been calling for since last fall. California House Democrat Ellen Tauscher warned, though, that the road ahead could be complicated for shifting nearly 170,000 workers in dozens of federal agencies into one new department.
None of the turf fights or federal and congressional restructuring that the creation of the new agency will entail are going to be easy. We all recognize that. But we have a golden opportunity now that the president has articulated his agenda to defend the homeland.
But Nevada Republican Jim Gibbons said the president's proposal has still left many key questions unanswered.
We need to find out how the new Secretary of Homeland Security will obtain key information from other agencies like the FBI, like the CIA. And will he be able to task those agencies for that information? And will he receive the same briefings that the President of the United States receives?
And Senator Joe Lieberman, a Connecticut Democrat who testified before the panel, said there's another big unresolved task involving the department's makeup.
That we consider whether either the entire FBI or the parts of it involved now in domestic intelligence, quite appropriately, ought to become part of the Department of Homeland Security. I raised the question and suggested maybe more than we can bite off and absorb this year.
Other Democrats and some Republicans, though, warned against making the nation's chief law enforcement agency part of a department focused only on Homeland Security. California House Democrat Diane Watson was one of the few lawmakers to question whether creating a new Department of Homeland Security even makes sense.
Just taking departments and throwing them all under one head is not going to solve our problem. You're going to have personnel problems with status and so on. We've got to set aside a budget. This is not going to pay for itself by the budgets that are already in these departments.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer acknowledged today that there would be transitional costs in forming such a new department. The administration has not yet sent Congress any proposed legislation on its creation. And California House Democrat Jane Harman said she was dismayed to learn that no formal proposal may be submitted to lawmakers until after July 4th.
I think that's regrettable. I think that probably has to do with turf wars downtown. And they are regrettable. And so I would hope that either on our own initiative or with their expedited assistance, we could have legislation introduced here in the next few days.
The panel also heard from representatives of some of the many government agencies that would give up both personnel and budget to the new department. They all said they supported the reorganization, but some warned that they did not want to see the basic missions of their agencies changed. The lawmakers agreed there's still much to be done before a new department emerges. Republican Mac Thornberry urged his colleagues not to tarry.
We must act quickly. Delay in passing this bill helps the terrorists because it means we are unprepared that much longer.
Democrats say they hope to meet the goals set by House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt of next September 11th. Republicans say they hope for such legislation by the end of the year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.